introduction of a new word. So today we are on week six. Whoever you have the material, we can read the subject together. Okay, let's read together. The linking phase.
The phase of the overcomers.
The linking phase. The phase of the overcomers. And how about we read Roman numeral 1 together?
In order to be men full of faith, we need to see that faith comes out of hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ.
So, how about we just read the first half of Roman numeral 1 again. In order to be men full of faith. Since do you want to be men full of faith? You know, this week I was really enjoying. I want to show you. I never have so many lines on my morning revival.
Wow.
That many. I think this week I really enjoy it. I think we are all men of faith. This week a lot of things really touched me. One thing is, you know, we are all believers, right? We are not only Christians, we are all believers. You know, in the Bible, this term, Christians, actually only appears 3 times. But there are many, many times the Bible refers us to believers. What does it mean, believers? Believers are those men who believe. Oh, men who believe means men of faith. Belief is the verb, and the faith is actually the noun. So we are believers means we are men of faith. But I think we don't want to stay men of faith in very initial stage. We want to be here like men full of faith. If we see this outline, there's the first reference of this the whole message or this Roman number 1 is Hebrews 13:7. So how about we read Hebrews 13:7 together? It's not in this week's morning revival, so you can read it up from your Bible. Hebrews 13:7.
Remember the ones leading you, who have spoken to you the word of God, and considering the issue of their manner of life, imitate their faith.
Amen. Remember the ones who leading you, who have spoken to you the word of God, and considering the issue of their manner of life, imitate their faith. So we know, as Christians, we all need to imitate our Lord. Right? Ultimately, we imitate our Lord Jesus Christ. And we also need to imitate the apostles. But here, not only we imitate the Lord, the apostles, we also imitate those leaders. Right? And in other words, imitate those who are more mature than us in the church life, in the body life. And these ones are those who spoke to us the word of God. But what we are going to imitate, we are not imitating these ones, different other things. We are not imitate their behavior, their, you know, certain kind of nature capability. We are imitate their faith. And one thing is also, important is to consider or considering the issue of their manner of life.
Amen.
Through the whole week's message, we will know what is this, the issue of their manner of life. That's their living out of Christ.
Yes.
You know, we have older, more mature one. We have younger ones. But so we here, if we are older one, we need to have this aspiration. We would like to be those one in the church light. We are imitable for the saints.
Amen.
Right. And how our faith can be imitable to the saints is we need to have certain kind of issue of manner of life. That we will see that issue of the manner of life is our living actually express Christ himself. So, and we have younger one here in our life, who we are going to imitate. I hope we don't, in this world, you know, from very young, I think our parents, school will tell us we need to have role model. Are we going to imitate, have role model of those very successful political figures, or those very successful in the economic realm or culture, any other area? We as believer, we need to see. We need to imitate those who have faith.
Amen.
Or imitate those who full of faith. Amen. And so I think this will be my burden for this week. And how we imitate and what we imitate and what is the faith or the linking faith talking about this week. So how about we continue on Romans 1. How about we read together 8.
The source of faith is the word, but we have to realize the crystallization of this point. There are three aspects of the word.
1. Brothers.
First, there is the written word of God, the Bible.
2.
Amen. There is the living word of God,
Christ.
Amen. 3 together.
Finally, there is the living word of God,
Spirit.
Amen. So we are talking about this faith. Faith is important for us to link to the triune God, for us to even become the overcomer, right? But we need to know what is the source of this faith. This source of faith is the word. And this word have three aspects. One is the written word, is the Bible. But Bible itself, if we come to the Bible, read the Bible as just black white letters, it won't become the word of God to us. We need to come to the written word and now we are also, at the same time, we are coming to the living word, that's Christ himself. And we have this attitude, and we exercise our spirit, this living word will apply to us, become the applied word, become very experience to us. And this word will become our faith. So I think I will continue on. Let's read day one's first verse. That's Romans 10:17. Let's read together.
So faith comes out of hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ.
So faith comes out of hearing. And hearing through the word of God. If any one of us, we can recall how we got saved. Whether we say because we hear,
yes,
we heard the
Amen.
Word of God. And when we hear and we receive this word of God, we become believers. That's actually the initial stage of our salvation. Or we call it judicial salvation.
Amen.
But not only that, you know, how we can continue to grow in this faith, actually, we'll do the same thing. And we'll continue to hear the word.
Amen.
This hearing is not only we're sitting in a gospel meeting to hear someone to speak the word of gospel to us. Actually, every day when we come to the word, we read the word and apply what we said about these three aspects of the word of God. That is the kind of hearing. This hearing will continue to bring us, to link us to this triune God. So the title we saw here, the linking phase. What does that mean, the linking phase? I think this week's message is very clear. Linking faith is our faith. The faith that link us to God.
Amen.
The faith link us into triune God. So we can read Roman numeral 4 together. Roman numeral 4.
The
believer's faith in Christ brings them into life union with Christ. The word of God is embodied in Christ and realized in spirit to be our faith. The believers live Christ and walk by his faith. So, believer's faith, what? Bring us into life union with Christ. This life union is Christ, is linking, link us to Christ. And not only at the time we receive Christ, we link to Him, we link to the triune God. Day by day, we will continue to link ourselves to the triune God. So it's this week we see our linking faith have an initial stage, that's our judicial redemption. But we have this progressing or continual stage. That's our organic salvation. And even our perfection or complete stage, that's we become manful of faith.
Amen.
Or we become the overcomers. It's still because our linking faith bring us to that final stage. And so, I'll just stop by reading together. We're reading together one more verse in week 6. That's Romans 1:17.
Amen.
For the righteousness of God is revealed in it out of faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous shall have life and live by faith. Amen. So, the righteousness of God is revealed in it, out of faith to faith. So, it's the source, the beginning is faith, but the end is still faith. Right? So, we are those, the righteous, because we have been justified by the righteousness of God. And we shall have life. The life is the initial stage. But we, every day, we need to live by faith.
Amen.
This live by faith is our live out of Christ.
Amen.
That is what, you know, sense, or we need to consider the issue of the manner of life. And that should be become the immutable faith to one another.
Right.
So I would, I think this week is so rich. This is very, very long. The full 6 pages outline, 10 Roman numerals. So I think I can only share so much, and I feel, you know, the Lord is so real to every one of us. We can come, we can together to share the riches of this week's message.
Yes.
Yeah.
This week, yeah, I read a few days, you know, materials, and also it shared a hymn. So I think, yeah, the hymn is good. It's the hymn 535. I can read the first stanza for you. All things are possible to him who can, in Jesus' name, believe. Lord, I no more thy name. Blaspheme. Thy truth I lovingly receive. I do believe in thee. All things are possible to me. Right. So, yeah, so, you know, in our human lives, sometimes, you know, we may face some difficult things, right? And then in the difficult things, we try this way, we try that way. And then it just could not work, right? And then people, you know, can get frustrated, and then, you know, can become the negative, right? So yeah, we do need like this faith, right? The linking faith. And so, you know, like this hymn is very. The first thing is just very positive. We say all things are possible to him, right? You know, sometimes we may think things are so hard, you know, or like, you know, so much things going on, but we can still just bring what we want to the Lord, right? What do we want to the Lord? And it says all things are possible to him, right? I mean, right now, you know, we are living in this time. It's not easy. I'm not talking about highly things. I'm talking about just ordinary things, you know. Let's say we go to grocery store, and we suddenly see the price. We're sometimes very surprised, right? And actually, it's not only us, right? It's nationally, right? The people are facing this, right? The rising prices, and then and also there's like worries, right? You know, and the stock market, you know, blown, then people getting worried, right? So all these things happen. But we still need to remember, we need to tell the Lord we want, right? The Lord, the God's word says, you pray for the. For the all the people, right? Like first you pray for all the people, then we can still live in this world, like, you know, in a peace, right? Living a divine life. So we need this this faith. Yeah. So let me just read the stanza 2. Towards most impossible of all. That here things reign in me should cease. Yet sure it be, I know it sure. Jesus, I trust thy faithfulness. If nothing is too hard for thee, all things are possible. All things are possible to me. Right? So, yeah, it does not mean we just give up doing our things, right? We still need to work. Yeah, if we want to, if we, let's say people here, if we go to school, we still need to go to school. If we go to work, we still go to work. But we should have this, like, the God's faith in us. Let's say we just think, you know, we do the part we do, but the Lord will take care of us, right? It says, Jesus, I trust thy faithfulness, right? Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I think people are quiet, so I now share more. I do have something, you know. I'm busy, but I keep watching the memorial of the brother Benson Philip. I don't know whether you, your brother sister, have watched the memorial of Benson Philip.
Yes, we have.
Okay, some may not, right? So I just give a very brief introduction to whoever who have not watched it. Brother Benson Philip, there was a memorial held just recently, and he went to the Lord at age about 80. He grew up in a Southern Baptist Christian family, and he loved the Lord even in his junior high, and then during the college and shortly after college, he was called by the ministry, the Living Stream Ministry, and then he began to follow the Lord's recovery, and then he was used a lot, especially in the area of Texas. Like he basically with some like his college mates, those people like kind of formed the basis of the Texas Church. So I start to hear the memorial first by his son, then his children, his grandchildren, and I keep hear the from his wife. So so I just threw out some example. I mean, I can give one example, but I'll comment on that. So his wife said shortly after they married, they're gonna drive from Texas to California, and for some reason I heard like Benson got sick like one time. I'm not sure I heard it correctly, saying his heart may have some issue or whatever. And then that time his wife's name is called Barbara. Barbara said, "Hey Benson, do you want to buy a life insurance? Because we drive to California, right? I mean, yeah, it's good. If anything happened to you." And then Benson just replied back, saying, "Say Barbara, you act as if you don't have a God. So, and then Barbara mentioned, oh, you know, that word pierced to my heart. So in my family, we never talk about life insurance anymore. So, okay, I got my comment here. I'm not talking about here saying, oh, you know, people have their freedom, right? Or their measure of faith, right? If they want to buy insurance, no, I'm not talking. But I just, for this instance, it's just saying, you know, that family had a faith, right?
That's right.
Had a faith. And then, looking back, the Lord did take care. He lived to 80s. He had so many grandchildren.
Yes.
He used by Lord. He went to Russia to preach gospel, right?
Yes.
So at that moment, people can get afraid, right? Oh, I'm so young, my heart got a problem, you know. How could I do, right? It's two different things. But this brother, you know, this sentence, I valued his faith. He told his wife, saying, you know, you act as if you don't have God. We do have God.
Amen.
So I borrow his word, saying, right now, you know, people are worried, right? People worried about not inflation, all about health. There's so many people worried about health. Your heart pressure can be high or low. I mean, this morning when I woke up, I feel my heart pressure may be a little high. You know, so all the things, yeah, sure, I'm to that age now. Seriously, people are all around. And then, you know, you worry about children, you worry about other, you know, all these things. I understand people can get worried, but we should have faith. We should act as if we have God. Our life, a lot of challenges, we admit, and we can be weak. Sometimes we even can be disappeared. But we should know we have God. God is in our boat. Yeah. Amen.
Since I'll follow the brother's testimony, because I also listened to the memorial of Brother Benson Phillips, and I was a student in Boston. And I don't know things. I just feel like if you're predestinated unto sonship, you will be stay in the church as permanent fruit. Because I came into the church life in Boston. At that time, soon after I came in, there was a rebellion in Boston, in the church. And Brother Lee sent Benson up to Boston to take care of the saints. And one thing really touched me, Brother... that Brother Ben Ray said, Brother Benson is very, to God, is sendable. Whenever Brother Lee tells him, Benson, you need to go to Russia, amen. Pack up the whole family, go to Russia. Go to California, pack up bag, go to California. Brother Ray said, this brother is flexible, sendable, so God can use him. Since that really touched me very much, because I know Brother Benson and Sister Barbara, they were in Boston for 1 year to take care of us. Because you imagine a rebellion of an elder in the church against the ministry, against Witness Lee, took half the church with him. So anytime ambition comes, there is division. And we have to remember, saints, who is the source of ambition? Satan. Satan was created by God, and in Isaiah we saw, he said, I am at least equal to God. So that's, we have to take care of this matter. And also in this message, there is on day 4, I think, don't think yourself to be greater than others.
Yes.
Stay down, humble, and usable, therefore usable to God. It says in day 5, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to be sober-minded, as God has apportioned to each a measure of faith. But since anyway, getting back to the message, I wanted to say that I never really understood Galatians 2:20, the second half. But after this week's message, I finally understood. So I just praise the Lord for the ministry. and it's on day three. It says, I am crucified, or day three and day four, I am crucified with Christ. And it is no longer I who live,
Amen.
But it is Christ who lives in me.
Amen.
This I understand, saints. We need to be crucified. Our natural man must be crucified. And we need to experience the crucified Christ so that we can experience the resurrected Christ. And so we don't live for Christ, but we live Christ. You know, there's a big difference. If you live for Christ, you are still, your natural man is still full of opinions. But when you live Christ, you're crucified. And Christ in you is living through you. It's a big difference, saints. And we need to understand, we need to be before the Lord to understand the difference between the two. But the second half I never really quite understood. And it's Apostle Paul continues on to say, and the life which I now live in the flesh. So it is still us living in the flesh, in our daily living, like Brother Hu said. You know, we have a lot of daily practical matters, a lot of practical anxieties from inflation, stock market crashing, possibility you might lose your job because the company may start to downsize. You know, all kinds of anxieties will come. But it, then Apostle Paul says, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith. The faith, and then what is this faith? Comma, the faith of the Son of God.
Yes.
Amen.
So this is where I never really understood. And this week's message, so clear. It says here, the Word of God, just before day three, there is a little last line of the, before day three, it says, the Word of God is embodied in Christ and realized in the Spirit to be our faith.
Amen.
The believers live Christ and walk by this faith.
Amen.
Amen.
And then in day three, it goes on to number D. It says, faith is the linking of our salvation. It links God with us and links us to God.
Amen.
This linking makes us God-men.
Yes.
And E, we live Christ by a linking organ. And with and this linking organ is faith. Thus, Paul says, Apostle Paul says in Galatians 2:20, that the life that he lived by faith.
Amen.
The faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. And then it continues, F, when we call upon the Lord by saying, O Lord Jesus, I love you, he becomes the faith imparted into us so that we spontaneously live him by the faith. Living faith operates through our love for the Lord. He himself as the faith becomes our faith, and this is the linking organ to link us to the unlimited infinite Christ.
Amen.
So, and then it goes on in G, by just speaking a simple word to the Lord, mm-hmm. in conversation with him out of our love for him, and by a little calling on the Lord, we are infused with him.
Amen.
The infusing of Christ into us causes us to have him as our faith, which is the linking organ that links us with him. This is the way to live Christ.
Amen.
So finally, I understand, saints, faith is Christ realized as a spirit to be our faith.
Amen.
And this week, you know, saints, at the whole meeting with the saints in Shanghai, because I'm on Zoom with them, so I attend every whole meeting, we are in Kings, and my message was Message Life Study 18. And I was so touched, saints, that in God's, at the end of it, the message is a capsule of God's economy. It's a summary, an overview of God's economy. And I was so touched that, you know, the Lord was on the earth walking as a man for 33 and a half years. But, and this was his earthly ministry, but then he became the Spirit in his resurrection. Okay? And as the Spirit, he was poured into the believers in the day of Pentecost, when the church was produced in the first century. And to today, which is, what is today? 21st century. 19 centuries later, saints. How many more years later? Christ, not the man, but Christ as the Spirit. So his heavenly ministry is even greater than his earthly ministry. Earthly ministry, he only 33 and a half years, accomplished redemption by his death and nailing Satan to the cross. But now, in his heavenly ministry, as the Spirit, how many years? 19 centuries, saints, until he comes back. Christ as the Spirit to be our faith, amen, to operate in us every day, to link us to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Each Thursday I have the morning revival with our brother Tom. Then we pray the day 4, verse Romans 1:17. Wow. Remind us, we're two old brothers. We still remember during that crystallization after the Roman train, Brother Lee say, concluding all the Roman, the epistle of Paul, Roman. Only one word. What's that word? Romans 1:17. Let me read day 4 verse. Only one this verse, concluding all the crystallization of the Roman. For the righteousness of God, it is revealed in it. Out of faith, to faith. Ooh. As it is written, but the righteous shall have life and live by faith.
Amen.
Wow. When Paul wrote this one, instant to come out. He used the Old Testament, Habakkuk, the chapter 2, verse 4. The righteous one shall live by faith. Amen. So when Paul wrote this one, live, used the Greek word, Zoe, is the verb. He didn't talk about the Zoe, live, the noun. He talked about the Zoe. So that's why Paul gave the definition. The righteous shall have the lead and live by faith. Wow, he's pointing out that it's our faith, not only the beginning we have the faith. When we're hearing, we don't have faith. When we are the unbeliever, we don't have faith. But when we hearing the God's word, the Rhema word, the Logos word, when he speaks to us, then we have the faith of Christ. We don't have faith, but during that time, just like Roman mentioned about that organic union. When we have baptized, we are bad olive, but we have craft. We reunion, organic union with the good olive. We used to be the bitter person, but since we reunion, we have a crafting with the Christ, the sweet union, the change of our life. We also have a faith. Start from that beginning. So the Roman 1, the day 1, is that how he used the Roman 10:17? So faith come out of our healing. Now you know why they put on the day 1 verse. You say, talk about the start from, come out of hearing. And hearing through the word of Christ. That's the beginning, start. Then we go to the middle, then you see the day 3, the verse, John 7, that's 3:16. We used to preach the gospel. You remember this very famous one? All the Chinese memorized, because of all the meeting hall, we have that sign. God loved the world. Amen. You see that in 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that everyone who believes into him will not perish, but will have eternal life. When we reach the gospel, we have the eternal life. We have eternal life. We will continue. God increases his faith into us. Amen. How can you say that? You see, he used the word. It's who believe into. That's only the recovery engine part is that one. If you read the King James, he just say believe. But Brother Lee pointed out a very important verse. We start from that time. We are into. Not only we are have a faith. You know, the believe, that's an English translate. Actually, that's the verb of pistoria. That means from faith. Pistis is a noun. But pistoria, so English translate pistorius. What's the pistorial? What's that meaning? It's the believe. So believe and faith is the same thing. Why is the noun? One is the verb. It's to take action. We believe into, we take action. You see? That's the second step. Then we continue, go to the day five. He said, if I say through the grace given to you, talk about grace again. Grace given to you, to everyone. Who is among you? Not to think more highly of himself than ought to think, but to think so as to be sober mind. As God has apportioned it to each measure of the faith. That's the function. When we getting more faith, when we linking to the faith, well, not only believing in the Christ, we have a church life. Well, how you live in the church life? That's a measure of your faith. To function your faith. That continue on the linking way.
Amen.
That marriage to the Hebrew talk about, he's our faith, he's the author. He's not a faith, we don't have. Also, he's a perfecter. Gradually take time. So don't worry, we're just the beginning. Everybody is, is that really so? Gradually we have a little faith. When we contact the saints, we have a little bit faith. When we contact the Christ, we have a little bit faith. Faith is increasing now. Finally, that's come to the, you know, the end. You know what? What's God's purpose? As you read the day 6 verse, that's very important. When the Son of God come, when he found the faith on earth, that's finally. So all the overcomer is just not overcome this world. The overcome get a faith. So suddenly he changed the world. You see the second verse he wrote there? His master said to him, well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful. Talk about two times. Talk about faithful. What the faithful and the faith relate together? That's the conclusion. Amen. Oh, God will talk to you. You are the faithful. When God comes, you are the faithful slave.
Amen.
Not only you measure your faith, you function in the church. You have a faithful. How do you see the revelation? Talk how many times faithful? Wow. Talk 8 times. Wow. Not only Christ is faithful. He talked to those overcomers. You read what today is the title. Why say this? Brother, can you read the title?
Yeah, the linking faith, the faith of the overcomers.
Amen.
The faith of the overcomer. When Christ comes, he was a faith for you and me, waiting for him. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 I'm going to share before she times me out. I enjoyed this week. In the book, what we're pursuing in the ministry book for the priesthood, we've entered into part 2, which is talking about the priesthood relationship with Christ. And in the beginning, it begins to talk about how actually the picture of how the priesthood handles Christ is seen in the offerings. And then, of course, we have the trespass offering, we have the sin offering, the burnt offering, the heave offering, the wave offering. And then there was a turn in the reading where it says, actually, all of these offerings, they're very wonderful, but they are in the outer court. And that at some point, the priests have to go into the holy place, and they have to enjoy the bread of the presence. And and Brother Lee began to talk about how, actually, that means that we need to, sometimes we're in the outer court, it's very busy, but eventually we need to turn into the holy place. And there was a paragraph in there that talked about how, actually, the bread of the presence represents that Christ is not only our life, but our life supply. Mm-hmm. And it said that actually trouble, we have, you know, who doesn't have troubles, right? We have, right. All of us have troubles. Mm-hmm. Trouble, but he said trouble after trouble, mm-hmm. trial after trial is to force us to experience him as the indwelling one.
Amen.
And this indwelling one is not only our life, but he is the life supply.
Amen.
And the one who is, experience him one as the one who is full of grace and is sufficient for us. So anyway, I just enjoyed this week. I mean, I've read this before, but it was just so sweet to be reminded that this Christ is the indwelling one.
Amen.
Not only the outward one, but the indwelling one.
Amen.
And we can experience him as the day-by-day life supply.
Amen.
Good job.
Just to follow what the saints have been saying, this is relatively small, but connecting Galatians 2:20 with Romans 10:13 and 10:17, so I had my view as I was going through these portions of why we call on the Lord, we talk to him, why we meet with the saints. My view was slightly shifted, because before maybe I thought, okay, I need to call on the Lord because I desperately need his help. I need him to come save me, and that's absolutely true, but if we connect Romans 10:17 that says, faith comes out of hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ, and then the previous verse, 13, he's rich to all who call upon him. Actually, in day 3, he mentions that when we call on the Lord, we're actually, in a sense, speaking the word of Christ to ourselves, and in doing so, faith gets infused into us more and more. So it's no longer me just calling for the sake of, you know, just an outward thing. But as Mary was saying, the Lord is the indwelling one. So as we keep speaking to ourselves, talking to the Lord, faith gets infused into us. And then connecting that to Galatians 2:20, which the second half is very mysterious. But I love that when Paul brings up the matter of the faith of the Son of God, meaning faith is sourced in the Son of God.
Yes.
But then right after that, he says something that technically doesn't have to be said, which is, who loved me and gave
Amen.
Himself up for me. Which clearly shows that as he's talking about the Lord, he cannot help but appreciate who the Lord is and what he's done for him. And faith really stems out of our appreciation of the Lord. The more I appreciate the Lord, the more faith spontaneously gets
Amen.
Into me.
Amen.
So I can really say that now, the reason why Brother Lee says, hold, when you go through your life, just tell the Lord, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, thank you. I'm doing this right now. I'm not sure if I can make it. Lord, be with me in this situation. Even when we come to one another, why are we speaking? We're speaking not because it's just what we do. It's because we're imparting faith into one another.
Amen.
So by faith, I believe that as I'm speaking, Sister Irene, Brother Joe, all these ones speaking, we're infusing faith into
Amen.
One another.
Amen.
And this faith comes out of our appreciation of the Lord,
Amen.
Our fresh love for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I also enjoy the saints sharing. On Fridays, that verse, that Romans 12:3, the second part, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to be sober-minded, as God has apportioned to each a measure of faith. It says, you know, pretty clear here that when we believed into the Lord gave us, you know, that the same faith. You know, all of us has that, right? Quality-wise, it's the same. Sorry, I don't, you know, miss the English versions. I'm trying to translate, 值得上面是一样的, like quality-wise it's the same.
Right.
But the quantity is different, right? So say why Brother Li, all those, you know, four fathers ahead of us, why they have such a big measure, and it's because they have a strong faith. And the, at the end of the Friday, that abstract or excerpts there is talking about if we don't, if our faith is not growing enough, the Lord is not even give us whatever we have, but can also take that away from us. It's pretty, sobering for me. And then, you know, since we're sharing that, how do we get this faith, right? We you know, none of us see the Lord, and but it's by, you know, by His word. So every time when we just open up just very little bit, pray to His word, either by listening or by reading, or just by, you know, very quick fellowshipping or, you know, prayer with the saints. And we do feel the little bit infusion came into us. Yesterday I was in the store, and I was telling Brother Arthur this morning, and I saw this guy that I haven't seen for like, I don't know, 10, 15 years. And I said, oh, you know, we just chat, and said, oh, I said, oh, you know, how you doing? And I know his wife had passed away. I said, oh, how are the kids? You know, how is his daughter? Because his daughter is the same age as my younger daughter. He goes, well, you know, she disappeared. I said, well, what do you mean she disappeared? He goes, well, you know, he went to the heaven. I said, what happened? And apparently she committed suicide. It's a terrible, such a sad story. And the wife's family has three generations, from his wife's mother and his wife, and now his daughter just committed suicide 5-6 years ago. It's all because of severe depression. I just, like, in my heart, like, I cannot, I haven't seen them for a long time. But, you know, I was thinking, I was telling Brother Art that, you know, I remember a brother fellowshipping with us. And what's a depression? Depression, you know, like sister, we're talking about everybody worry about, right? Brother Richard, we worry about our health, we worry about our money. Now, you know, what's the biggest worry now? The nuclear war. Maybe I listen to too much the news. You know, everybody's afraid Putin, maybe this guy's like losing his mind. He may just, you know, hit the button, whatever. But, you know, and I'm thinking, Lord, you are the one still on the throne, right? The anxiety and the pressure that will produce the depression. You know, if without the Lord, we'll be on the same boat, right? We worry about kids, worry about our health, you know, whatever. But praise the Lord, you know, just by coming to the meeting, either on Zoom or in person,
right,
we can just infuse each other the faith, right,
yeah,
by speaking, you know, His word. And also on Friday, I was really touched. You know, what is this faith for, James? What do you think of this faith for? It's so that, Jim, maybe Brother James, you know, I don't like my current job. I need a better job. Right? Lord Jesus, you know, give me faith. I need a better job, right? You know, I'm just sorry to pick on you. Just, you know, an example. Sometimes we think faith is the one that makes us to achieve something. But it's not. Here, I was like so touched. The faith is so that people can see what we express, what we, you know, exhibit, right? So the more we love the Lord, and the more we can exhibit Christ. And then that's the face. So that means it's pretty much we have to deny ourselves, right? He is, and we are not. And then, you know, I just really enjoy that portion. We have to not to think about highly yourself as you, you know, as we ought to think. But just praise the Lord, we can all, you know, to be built together in love.
Amen.
And in faith. Amen.
Amen.
I really like Brother mentioned this verse. remember the ones leading it who have spoken to you the word of God, and considering the issue of their manner of life, imitate their faith. So in here, intimate their faith is not just spoken the word of God, but also the issue of their manner of life. This is very balanced one. It's like you have both. You have the truth, but you also have to follow their manner of life.
Amen.
And church life is a matter of pattern. Amen. That how you see the leading ones. And then in the note, it really impressed me. It says that the matter of in which they have no love of money, and was satisfied with what they had. And their faith must refer to the fact that they trusted in the Lord, their helper, and their living. And the word that ministered and the life they live must have been entirely Christ.
Amen.
So it's like faith is a balance. It's not just you have the spoken word, mm-hmm. but also how you live your life.
Amen.
These two cannot be separated. You cannot have just the war without the living. How you live is based on how you speak the war. You know, Brother Benson, in his memorial, it's really impressed me. Is he is the one following the leading ones. Imitate their faith. Absolutely. The first time he saw Brother Lee, the first meeting he had with Brother Lee, he was so attractive. Not just that the speaking in the meeting from Brother Lee, but also he saw Brother Lee is a man without self. He can tell right there when he was so young, like only 20-some years old. He has that wisdom. And later on in his testimony, he constantly emphasized that in order to in the church life, is you have no self, no own opinion, no own concept. That's how you can coordinate with brothers, with sisters. That's how you can be useful in the church life. I think he can be used, he's sensible, he can be, Brody has so fully trusted in him, it's because he really intimate their faith absolutely. He doesn't give an inch of his living. And most of his testimony is not just how the truth he speaks, but most of the testimony is his living.
Amen.
How he contacted his family, how he contacted the brother and sister. It's all about living. I'm not saying that, you know, truth is not important, but we have to balance out these two things.
Amen.
Faith is about your living. Faith is about that the world we have. You know, that means how much time we spend with the Lord. So I think I really like this word because it's so balanced. And in church life, we need to be balanced.
Amen.
And faith is not something, you know, you figure out something. No. Faith is really you take it in, you receive, and you act it out. Right? So that is like you receive the word, and you live it out in your living.
Amen.
And in our life, you know, we're going to have so many trials. We're going to have, a lot of people probably have wrong concept that, you know, we have God, so we should have peace. Yes, you can have peace, but doesn't mean you have a smooth life. Doesn't mean you don't have challenge. Doesn't mean you don't face any failure. You probably have failure more than, you know, people, they don't believe in. But that is how treasured the faith is. Is if help you to face all the trial and the failure that you're going to face. And just the recently the brother passed away, it is really challenging to our faith. But that is a testimony that no matter what situation, you know, the faith can save you. Before you doubt yourself, before you doubt God, or you doubt brother and sister. So I think this balance in faith is really our salvation, you know. So I really appreciate this word that we need to intimate the leading ones. Not just the war, but just but their matter of life.
I just has a very tiny small point I want to share. That from Matthew, you know, reason the world situation and all the our situation kind of is it's a sign that Lord is coming back soon.
Yeah.
But right before that, Lord already told us right from Matthew 24:4. Lord said when disciples asked him when will be the consummation of the age, right? God, Lord Jesus answered them, said, see that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and they will lead many astray. Mm-hmm. And you will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for it must happen. But the end is not yet, for nation will rise up against nation. Kingdom against in kingdom. Mm-hmm. There will be fames and earthquakes in various places. Mm-hmm. All these are the beginning of the birth pains. So Lord already says this word very clearly to us.
Right.
All these things will happen. And then he said, but he who has endured to the end, this one shall be saved.
Mm-hmm.
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole inhabited earth for a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. So Lord, I appreciate this week the message brings up the faith is came out of the word of the hearing. So we have these words, we have to practice ourselves to be diligent to trust the Lord all the things, but trust in the word, but our things. Also, I was very touched by the last verses of the Matthew, chapter 28. There says, when Lord resurrected, right, when he, came back to the disciples, and the last verse he said this, the verses said this, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, this is what Lord said, and behold, I am with you all. With you all the days until the consummation of the earth. This is the Lord's promise.
Right.
This is His word. Do we have this faith? Do we trust in this word? Do we have in our spirit? We have full trust in this word.
Amen.
He is with us all the day until the consummation of the age.
Amen.
I believe this word.
Amen.
This word really encouraged me during my drive to the work. I just pray this word. Oh, Lord, you are with me until the consummation of the age. We don't know what happened tomorrow, but He will be with us. So, you know, I really touch the word linking. Mm-hmm. Linking.
Amen.
It's all about the linking.
Amen.
Are we linked to this word? Are we linked to the Spirit?
Amen.
When we link to it, we will no longer see our situation. We will trust in the Lord. Lord said He will be with us until the end of this age.
Amen.
Amen.
Very touched by this week's message. It just like Brother said, I think that I feel that this week we talk about faith, and this is like a little bit different from what we understand. I think somewhere in the outline it says that we are not for big miracles, big works, or big careers. So in other words, I think that, I think Kyle mentioned a little bit about this, you know, like when we believe and when we were saved, that kind of faith was like the initial stage, right? But I feel that, you know, just like Brother Jodo say about this, you know, actually this week we are talking about the faith of the overcomers. So it's more advanced. It's right here. It says progressing, right? So when it mentioned about Romans chapter 12 verse 3, I believe before I had a different interpretation of this verse. You know, when I read this verse before, I always think that, oh, you know, you are not that good. So remember, do not think too highly about yourself. Mm-hmm. But actually, this time, I feel that this a measure of faith, I think that is very important. Because we all get this measure of faith. Just like Sister shared, you know, the quality is the same. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, the quantity, it really depends on how much we want to exercise.
Right.
How much we want to be linked to God and be linked to the brothers and sisters who can be our examples. And I think that, you know, in John chapter 15, it talks about God as the vine, right? And we are the branches. So it's really about, you know, like organic growth. So it's not just like a fixed tree and then it never grows. Actually, our faith can grow.
Yes.
And the more we are linked to God, the more we are linked to brothers and sisters who are examples for us, the more we can grow. And the measure is bigger. So I really think that is an encouragement for all of us.
Amen.
That, you know, we can grow together.
Amen.
Yeah, I really enjoyed day 5 of this week. About like being sober minded and not thinking too highly of yourself in comparison to others in a church life. And also about like how the measure of faith, like a lot, the amount of faith allotted to you, right, is related to your attitude, right?
That's right.
Which is about, you know, how sober minded you are and how, you know, when you have this realization. I just like couldn't help but like be reminded of like what we talked about in the Christians on Campus Bible study meeting on Friday, where we were talking about like this verse in Matthew. I think it's like chapter 5 verse 3, where it's like, it says like, blessed those who are poor in spirit. And we were talking about like, what's the difference between being poor in spirit versus having a poor spirit. And outwardly, those two things like sound the same, right? But like, having a poor spirit pertains directly to your spirit, which is like, it just means that your spirit is deadened, right? Or dysfunctional. But being poor in spirit is actually referring to your soul, right? It means like that you are poor in the, you know, the other things that are not of the Lord in your soul life. And it means that, you know, it just means that often, you know, we become filled with things that are like not of the Lord, which prevent the Lord from having space to dwell within us. But the Lord needs to really, you know, empty us and unload us of these things in order for Him to dwell within us. And I feel like, you know, why are we sometimes like not sober minded and we think like very highly of ourselves in comparison to others, right? In the church life, it's because that, you know, we're not poor in spirit. And you know, this, you know, has a correlation with, you know, being how poor you are in spirit is related to how much, you know, faith you experience, right? And therefore how much, you know, this faith can be allotted to. Yeah. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. I'll just share very shortly. I appreciated actually a lot of these days, but in day 5, there's this point, faith is the indicator of the believer's life in the enjoyment of the divine Trinity. It's like, wow. Actually, when Paul's commending the Thessalonians, right, he's commending the faith. Actually, their faith has a certain outcome. Actually, I thought that was really impressive, right? It's the indicator of the life in the enjoyment of the divine Trinity. I just wanted to read some of these points. Faith is to live God and to annul yourself. And then, do not think that you can do something so you are somebody. You should say, Lord, I don't want to be anybody, to be anything. You be my everything. You are, but I am not. This is faith. Within you there must be the indicator of this linking faith. When people contact you, they should see that there is a strong factor indicating that you are linked with God. Wherever we go and wherever we are, we should bear an indication that we are nothing, but God in Christ is everything to us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I really enjoyed, actually, and also just this matter that the source is really, it's nothing of us, right? It's really just faith comes through the Word is Christ, and Christ as the Spirit is how we enter into this faith, and actually the Lord becomes our faith. Well, praise the Lord. I also just appreciated in day six, I just wanted to read this portion. We're now making ourselves ready for that day. To make ourselves ready is to become an overcomer who is always linked by the living faith with the triune God.
Amen.
Every day, morning and evening, you have to say, Lord, I praise you from morning to evening. I am linked to you. There's a living faith that links me with you so that I live you, walk with you, and live with you. I am one with you just as you are one with me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this linking faith.
Amen.
I'm with you just as you are with me.
Amen.
Saints, we are short on time, but I think we can still have some saints we can share. Maybe something short. Piano can help us, maybe a minute, 30 seconds. Anyone else would like to share before we close? Please feel free to share. So, if no one else, I will just close briefly. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah for faith.
Amen.
You know, as our brother Kyle mentioned in the very beginning from Romans, and also brother Joe, I believe, mentioned this verse. You know, the righteous, right? They shall live, not only saved by faith, but the issue is that they will live by faith. So this week, I was very touched by this phrase, live by faith.
Amen.
You know, to live by faith, there's some indication here. It doesn't just mean that, yeah, we believe in the Lord. Yes, it is an aspect. When we first baptized and believed in the Lord, we believed. And that was our initial, right, initiation into this organic union with the Lord.
Amen.
But this has to continue. To the extent that we are living by faith. Live by faith. That really touched me. We have the faith that we receive that causes us to believe is the faith that we live by day.
Amen.
It is not a small thing. And it is related to Galatians 2:20. The life which I now live, I live in faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We live in faith.
Amen.
I am speaking this to myself. A lot of things will happen in our human life,
right?
But we can live by faith.
Amen.
And I appreciate it. What does it mean to live by faith? What does it mean to live by faith? Actually, I was reading this note from Galatians 2:20. It's in contrast to the... It's a way that we live. You know, in the human realm, we like to live by, I don't know, we live our life by maybe how well we're doing on our job. Maybe we live by the physical things. We measure certain things, right, by how much we have. Or some of us, we like to live by our soulish life, whatever we think or we appreciate in our soul. But here, to live by faith is that we live by the divine life, not by sight, not by sight, not by feeling, but by this divine life. This divine life, this spiritual life in our spirit is lived by the exercise of our faith. So we have the life in us, we can live by this life. This life has all the elements that we need. But to live this life, by this divine life in us, we need to exercise faith. And when we exercise our faith all the time, day by day, we learn to live by this faith. We are ushered into this life. So when people see us, you know, they just don't see, right, who we are by our natural disposition, but they see a people. Actually, not just one, but a group of people who are living by faith. This faith is not that we will do many things, but so that God can be expressed through us. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. We can live by faith, not just so that we can do many things, but so that God can gain the overcomers.
Amen. Amen.
He's not looking for someone who's strong, right? Someone who's always, you know, doing many things outwardly, although we need to serve. But He's looking for those. He's seeking for those who will live and know Him as faith. So that this faith is the unique requirement that for the overcoming saints.
Amen.
May we know this faith so that we can live by this faith.
Amen.
So that we can overcome and cooperate, right, with what He's doing today.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Infuse us with faith.
Amen.
We will know You as faith.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Okay, so, okay. And then lastly, I would just like to read a small portion. I think some saints have already brought this up, but I'll just read it again. Do not think that you can do something so that you are somebody. You should say, Lord, I don't want to be anybody, to be anything. You be my everything. You are, but I am not. This is faith. Within you, there must be the indicator of this linking faith. And when people contact you, they should see that there is a strong factor indicating that you are linked to God. Do not learn from anyone how to do things.
Right.
That means nothing, but you have to learn from someone how to live God, how to live Christ, and how to magnify Christ,
Amen.
And how to minister Christ to others.
Amen.
Wherever we go and wherever we are, we should bear an indication that we are nothing, but God in Christ is everything to us.
Amen.
We should live such a life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We should live such a life.
Amen.
I will just end with some brief prayers.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, we give our living to You.
Amen.
Oh, day by day, we want to live You.
Amen.
Oh, by linking ourselves to You.
Amen.
Oh, to Your Word.
Amen.
Oh, Your living Word.
Amen.
Your applied Word.
Amen.
Oh, we can all grow in this faith.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we consecrate our daily life to You.
Amen.
Oh, may this faith grow in us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
We also believe into You.
Amen.
Thank You for the subjective faith that You infuse into us.
Amen.
Thank You that this faith is a linking faith.
Amen.
That links us to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we create this faith will grow in us.
Amen.
Oh, so we can live according to this faith.
Amen.
Oh, the faith in the Son of God.
Amen.
Oh, we'll experience this linking every day.
Amen.
Oh, in everything.
Amen.
Oh, we'll be linked to You.
Amen.
Oh, we'll be no longer who we live.
Amen.
Oh, but Christ living in us.
Amen.
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 Lord, we consecrate ourselves and our children to you.
Amen.
Oh Lord, to live by faith and live, oh Lord, give us this heart.
Amen.
To be willing, by your faith.
Amen.
Oh, not only by our saying, oh Lord, but by his faith.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, please operate within each one of us.
Amen.
To cooperate with you.
Amen.